KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Clear skies and 60 degrees here in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. The weather forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible later this afternoon and this evening, a high around 95. In state news, Wade Michael Page, who authorities say killed six people at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin, apparently worked as the driver for an Iowa trucking company but was fired nearly 2 years ago. Bar None Transportation, which is based in Granger, said Wade Michael Page was employed from mid-April 2006 to August 10, 2010, while he lived in North Carolina. The company said Page was fired for violating the company policy on impaired driving, which also applies to personal vehicles on personal time. The company said Page was dismissed after he was ticketed on August the 8th, 2010 for driving while subject to an impairing substance. He was driving a personal vehicle on his own time when he was pulled over. I'll have a check of local news coming up next.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported on Monday that four people were arrested over the course of the past few days. On Monday morning, 27-year-old Frazier A.J. Wirtz of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. Wirtz was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. Sunday, 32-year-old Matthew Bernard Steffens of Wyota was arrested on a charge of aggravated child endangerment. Steffens was brought to the Cass County Jail where he posted $2,000 bond and was released later that day. On Saturday, Cass County deputies arrested 24-year-old Jesse Cavan Meyer of Lewis on sheriff's office warrants for disorderly conduct and simple assault. Meyer was taken to the Cass County Jail where he pled guilty and was released the following day. And last Friday, officers of the Atlantic Police Department arrested 33-year-old Randall Craig Larson II of Atlantic on a Cass County Sheriff's Office warrant for criminal trespass. Larson was taken to the Cass County Jail where he pled not guilty and was released the next day. The Sheriff's Office says also that no injuries had been reported following a two-vehicle accident in Griswold on Friday. The accident happened at the intersection of Highways 92 and 48. According to the sheriff's report, a 2001 Subaru, owned and driven by 53-year-old Joy Reuben King of Norwalk, was traveling east on Highway 92 when a 2007 Chevy HHR, owned and driven by 49-year-old Raymond Bisick of Griswold, pulled away from the stop sign southbound into Reuben King's path. The Subaru hit the HHR on the rear passenger side, causing a total of $3,900 damage. Authorities say Fisick was given a warning for failure to yield. A Council Bluffs woman was arrested Monday afternoon in Montgomery County. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says at around 2:40 p.m., 30-year-old Catherine Housen of Council Bluffs was taken into custody for violation of her probation. Housen was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $800 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said Monday that two people were arrested over the weekend. On Saturday night, 27-year-old Nicholas Horgdahl of Henderson was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear. His bond was set at $2,000. Earlier that same day, 32-year-old Timothy Trelicka of Malvern was arrested on second-degree theft, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and interference with official acts charges. His bond for those offenses was set at $8,000. In addition, Trelicka was wanted on warrants out of Pottawatomie County for violation of his probation, which carries a $10,000 bond. A Page County Sheriff's deputy is credited for helping to extinguish a house fire early Friday morning. According to the Sheriff's Department, deputies responded to a report of a fire at 711 Oberlin Street in College Springs at around 12:55 a.m. Friday. A sheriff's deputy who saw flames on the west side of an unoccupied structure used his patrol vehicle's fire extinguisher to knock down the flames. The College Springs Fire Department arrived shortly thereafter and finished extinguishing the flames. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The state fire marshal's office has been called in to investigate. Page County Sheriff's Office is also investigating numerous reports of theft. On Friday morning, officials of the Windstream Company called a report that customers in the Hollyville area were without phone service. An investigation determined that about 300 feet of telephone wire had been stolen from a conduit which runs along the railing of a bridge at Hollyville. The incident remains under investigation. A dollar amount of the loss was not available. That same day, deputies responded to Mount Arbor Nurseries in Shenandoah, where representatives of the nursery reported a break-in. Entry to the building was made through a window. Property removed from the building was found outside the structure, but nothing appeared to have been missing. On Friday evening, a Shambaugh resident reported to Page County Sheriff's officials that someone had tried to gain entry to a garage on West Street in Shambaugh. Persons unknown tried to pry on the door to get inside, but their efforts failed. Damage to the building was estimated at $200. Another Shambaugh resident reported the theft of a pocket knife from his 2005 Chevy Impala sometime on July the 31st or August 1st. The loss was estimated at $10, and two knives were reported stolen from a 2003 Chevy pickup in Shambaugh during the same time frame. That loss was estimated at $100. And on August the 2nd, a total of 17 twine-wrapped large round bales of hay were reported stolen from an area along Highway 2 between O and P Avenues in Page County. Loss was estimated at $1,200. The following day, the complainant's father reported that someone took about 100 gallons of fuel that was stored in a fuel barrel on a trailer parked in a ditch along Highway 2. The trailer was located about 1 mile west of Yorktown. The owner said he would offer a substantial reward for the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for the thefts. News time is 7:13.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements, Kelly Jo Earlmeyer, age 48, of Stewart, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Kelly Jo Earlmeyer will be today at 10 o'clock at the historic All Saints Community Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Margaret Louise Nichols, age 91, of Red Oak, died Friday at the Montgomery County Hospital. Graveside services for Margaret Nichols will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Walk-Up Cemetery east of Fairfax, Missouri. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Linda Jensen, age 78, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Center in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Linda Jensen will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Josephine Jo Balensiefer, age 91, a longtime resident of Wyota, died Sunday in Anita. Funeral services for Jo Balensiefer will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes, and Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.